So we are actually going through weeks of feast. So last weekend we had the Pentecost, and then we celebrate this weekend the Holy Trinity, weekend after the precious body and blood of Jesus, the feast. Last weekend we celebrated a God who wants to come and reside within us, which makes you and me very special. And today, this evening, we celebrate a God who is glorious, mighty, mysterious, all-powerful, a God who lives in light, one true God. But then we say, one God in three persons. Why would Christians do that? To make things complicated? It's already complicated. To make it thing complicated, we say, God is one, but he is three. Yes, he is one, but he is three. Three persons, but he is one. It's complicating, isn't it? But then God is love. If God is love, he should have someone he loves. If God is love, he should have someone he loves. Who would that be? He loves himself. An egoist, narcissist God. Who looks at mirror every morning. I love myself. Everything about me is so good. When we say God is love, the moment we say God is love, we say there must be a dynamism in him. There must be a movement in him. Something goes out of him. He receives something. And that is the possibility if there is a relationship hidden in God. If God is love, there is a relationship hidden in God. And we call it Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father loves the Son. Son loves the Father. And the love between them is the Holy Spirit. But the true response in front of this mystery, something we can't. If I can explain to you Trinity, then I am making myself a God. It is to this article of faith we kneel and we worship. But we do have access to Trinity through Jesus. We cannot say we don't know about it. If Jesus came and proclaimed to us, and if we have the gospel, we should believe we have the access to the knowledge of Trinity God. And the relationship Jesus brings to us, the mystery of relationship Jesus brings to us, has got three elements, I would say. And how fortunate that we have one of our parishioners put up this picture or something, which kind of connects with it. It's got a round gold circle. Circle is round. It's a circle, and then it's got a Holy Spirit circle, and it's got a cross circle. Every relationship in every person, just like the Trinity, there is a mystery. There is a glorious element we cannot approach, we cannot touch. We have to just admire and worship it because something beyond our comprehension. But in the Trinity, there is another element, which is the cross, which is the humility, which is the suffering, which comes to us, which comes to our feet and wash our feet, which forgives our sins, which suffers for us, which suffers with us, which is sympathetic to us. There is another element which is an animating element, life-giving element. So in the Trinity, we see an element which is so mysterious, so dignified, so glorious, unapproachable light. We see a cross suffering, a God who is with us, Emmanuel. We also see a God who animates us. If that is the case, that is me, and that is you. That is you, and that is me. I am a mystery. You are a mystery. I live with my brothers. Two of them present here, one is absent. They know me quite well. I know them probably well. But there are some mysterious element in my brothers that I don't know. Of course, they share with me everything. We live in the same house. We see each other every day, morning prayer, if it is too not too cold. And we share meals together. We talk a lot. But there is still some aspect of them is hidden to me. There is a mystery in them. So I can't live like with a prejudiced mind. I have to give them the respect because they are a mystery. I can access certain level into them, but not so much. Same with any husband or a wife. You've been married for 30 years or 40 years. You think you know your husband really well, your wife really well. But I would say there is some aspect in your wife that you don't have even explored. There is some aspect in your husband that you don't even know. So that brings a mystery to that person. Something that you can't approach it. And it also brings some kind of, we people who are, we experience humility in our life. We experience suffering in our life, but we experience obedience in our life. We experience commitment in our life. If you are not committed, how can a relationship of marriage happen with all the struggles and difficulties? If I was not committed, how can I be committed to a priesthood or religious life with all the difficulties that? So there is an element of sacrificing. There is an element of giving. There is an element of being humble and being obedient in relationship. But when I respect the mystery that is in me, when I accept the suffering that is, when I accept the sacrifice, then I bring life to it. When Son Jesus accepted in obedience the suffering and gave himself to the Father in complete worship. Father, let your will be done, because there is something mysterious that you are doing to the world. And then comes out through his sacrifice, the animating element of the Holy Spirit. So you are a mystery, I am a mystery. I have a capacity, you have a capacity to sacrifice, so much so we bring life into the world. Every relationship is a Trinitarian relationship. Every person is a Trinity. There is mystery, there is the capacity to sacrifice, and there is the blessing to bring life. Sadly, yesterday, as I was reading the newspaper, The Australian, the front page, that newspaper gives people who are aged 12, that means kids who are in year 6, are exposed to pornography. So if they are at the age of 12 now, imagine a civilization after 30 years. You and me may be dead. Imagine a civilization after 30 years. They would not have no clue about treating their friend with mystery. There is no sense of mystery in relationship. In 40 years' time, I am afraid there may be no sense of sacrifice and commitment and humility in a relationship. In 40 years' time, I'm afraid there will not be no animating element in the civilization. The Trinity will disappear. Of course, pornography, sometimes it's thing, we can go to confession and erase it. It goes beyond moral judgment. It becomes a character where brain kind of adapts to it. There's a lot of scientific study behind it. The dopamine, the pressure principle that is in the brain, which adapts to the pornographic images, and it becomes a kind of defense mechanism in a person's body. So it goes beyond what is right or wrong, what is sin and good things. No, it becomes like a drug addiction. It becomes like an alcohol addiction. And what happens when I see someone making love and I entertain myself in that selfish thought, I entertain myself in the flesh world of that, I come out of my room watching pornography and I see my sister, I see my niece, I see my cousin, I see my best friend. All I can think, I can never think about her in a mysterious way. I can never think about her. She is a mystery which is to be respected and dignified. I can never see she is a person that I have to sacrifice so I can bring life into her. But I see only as her an object which is to be thrashed and used and thrown away. We will lose it. We will create a civilization. No, the devil will create a civilization with our help, which there is no mystery to persons, which doesn't owe any dignity. There is no sense of commitment and sacrifice or self-control in a civilization. And so much so, there won't be any animating life. Everyone will become object. Everyone will use each other. A civilization very dark. And rightly so. Church lost the credibility. Rightly so, church and priest, religious lost the credibility to talk about people's chastity and sexuality because our own pedophilia. We lost the credibility to talk about it. But truth does not belong to church. Truth belongs to Christ. And it has to be proclaimed. But the Trinitarian relationship is very Eucharistic relationship. Take it. Eat. Take it. Drink. Have life. When it comes to Trinity, of course, you know, there is candles. Everything is dressed neatly. White flowers. There is a sense of dignity about this. There is a sense of mystery. We clap hands, we joke, we say, Jesus, I love you. There is a personal element, but there is a mysterious element. This God is respectful, a dignified God. But the same God, in humility, he comes, he sacrifices and say, take me, eat it, drink me, and be animated, have life. I'm not preaching like a preacher who doesn't hurt when it preach. It hurts me. I see elements that kind of makes me sinful. There are times I myself treated others thinking that they don't have any mystery. There are times I treated others without any dignity, treated others as an object, and I forgot to sacrifice. So much so I bring life into them. It can work vice versa. A triune God treats you and me no matter where we are. Whether we are in the darkest pit in the world, whether we are at the bottom level of addiction, whether it's impossible for us to come out of addiction, a triune God always treats the worst sinner with utmost dignity. Mary Magdalene at the feet of Jesus. Jesus did not see her as a prostitute. Jesus saw her with a mystery in her. Jesus respected it. Jesus saw the dignity in her. Something to be awed at. Something to be respected. When we come to Jesus with a broken heart, whether we are priests or husbands or wives, single people, he treats us with utmost dignity without any judgment on us. Then in his cross, in his humility, he comes to us, ministers to us in our struggle, in our addiction. So much so, he brings life to us. It is a Trinitarian relationship that we experience. Let us enjoy that presence at this Mass. Take, eat it,
drink it from me and have life. But it is a mystery we should kneel and respect, because it is beyond us. Amen.